أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وتالله لأكيدن أصنامكم بعد أن تولوا مدبرين. فجعلهم جذاذا إلا كبيرا لهم لعلهم إليه يرجعون. قالوا من فعل هذا بآلهتنا إنه لمن الظالمين. قالوا سمعنا فتى يذكرهم يقال له إبراهيم. قالوا فأتوا به على أعين الناس لعلهم يشهدون. صدق الله العظيم. We had begun the discussion of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam when he had noticed and seen these idols, these statues that had been worshipped by the people. Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam first gave the da'wah towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala verbally, and he invited them towards the oneness of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, saying that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the creator of the entire universe, hoping that they would leave these idols. When they had not done that, Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam then goes into the second aspect of da'wat, and that is physically showing them the futility of worshipping these idols. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَتَاللَّهِ لَأَكِيدَنَّ أَصْنَامَكُمْ بَعْدَ أَن تُوَلُّوا مُدْبِرِينَ. It was the time of the festivity, the celebration, when the people would leave the town or the city and go out to celebrate that great day that they would celebrate. And Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam, as per other ayats of the Quran, was told to go with them. In one narration, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam had set off with them, but on the way Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam sat back, and Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam said he is unwell, he is not well to go forward. And then Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam also said, وَتَاللَّهِ لَأَكِيدَنَّ أَصْنَامَكُمْ بَعْدَ أَن تُوَلُّوا مُدْبِرِينَ. Taking the qasam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said that I will certainly plot with regards to your idols, بَعْدَ أَن تُوَلُّوا مُدْبِرِينَ, after you had gone away, after you had turned away towards this, you've turned your backs away, now I will plot and I will plan this entire thing, that physically I will show you how futile this effort is, worshipping idols, things that you have manufactured and you have made with your own hands. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala very briefly speaks about it. فَجَعَلَهُمْ جُذَاذًا. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam had broken the idols into small pieces. Illa kabiran, except the big idol. With regards to this, we find some narrations that some of these idols were manufactured and made out of silver or coated with silver. But this big idol was not only big in its size, but it was made out of gold. And in certain riwayats we find that they had placed eyes, and that eyes of these idols were made of some precious stone that will shine at night. So Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam broke all the small idols and he left this big idol. In certain narrations we find that he took the axe that he had used to break the small idols and he placed it around this big idols. And Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَعَلَّهُمْ إِلَيْهِ يَرْجِعُونَ, so that they may return to him. Return to him, who is that him? One narration indicates that they would return to this big idol, look at it and question themselves, look within their conscience and ask themselves that how is it possible that this a big idol could have broken the small idols, and hence they would have realized the futility of worshipping idols. One, لَعَلَّهُمْ إِلَيْهِ يَرْجِعُونَ, turn towards him, turn towards Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam in seeking the truth and asking him what had happened. And one is also turning towards Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam, that is the deen of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam. And some have said turning towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that they would, when they realize the futility of worshipping something that they had manufactured with their own hands. قَالُوا مَنْ فَعَلَ هَذَا بِآلِهَتِنَا إِنَّهُ لَمِنَ الظَّالِمِينَ. So when the people had come back and they had seen that the idols were all broken besides the big one, then they began to ask, who had done this with our gods? إِنَّهُ لَمِنَ الظَّالِمِينَ. Certainly that person is an evildoer, he is a wrongdoer. They still could not see the sense with regards to worshipping the idols, that these idols could not speak, These idols could not harm, these idols could not give any form of benefit whatsoever. قَالُوا سَمِعْنَا فَتَنْ يَذْكُرُهُمْ يُقَالُ لَهُ إِبْرَاهِيمُ. Those that had heard Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam say that he will crush these idols into pieces, they began to speak and they said, سَمِعْنَا فَتَنْ, that we heard of this youngster, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, يَذْكُرُهُمْ, he had made mention of these idols and his name is Ibrahim. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes definite mention of the fact that Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was not in old age at that time, but Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was still in his youth. قَالُوا فَأْتُ بِهِ عَلَىٰ أَعْيُنِ النَّاسِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَشْهَدُونَ. The senior people of the community then said, bring Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam in the presence of entire mankind, لَعَلَّهُمْ يَشْهَدُونَ, so they may see, they may witness. This was the exact plan of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam also, that the entire community be called so that Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam would invite towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam will demonstrate the futility of the worship of these idols, things that you have created with your own hands, things that have no benefit, they cannot benefit you, they cannot harm you, they have no harm in themselves also. And hence in this manner, the plan of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam comes into play. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us the very important lesson, like we discussed already, that when there is an ill in the community, especially insofar as iman is concerned, insofar as yaqeen is concerned, insofar as belief is concerned, then the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam had taken up this challenge, and we find that they used every mode. We look at Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, when he submits to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said with regards to his da'wat, that he had done it loudly, he made i'lan, he announced it. He done it individually, he done it softly also, in every way that was possible. Here Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, we find that he had given the da'wat verbally also, and Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam had done so physically. We find in the life of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the da'wat had continued in every mode. Sometimes Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam spoke, and then we find Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam also wrote down, and he sent the message of da'wat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So every avenue should be exploited towards the da'wat of Allah Rabbul Izzat. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.